This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think it was incumbent upon me as the leader of the biggest city in the country to set a tone and to say we're not going to be intimidated by President Trump, and we're not going to turn away from our values.
That is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio doubling down on his decision to skip an NYPD ceremony so he could protest President Trump and other world leaders at the G20 summit.
But was ditching New Yorkers to push his progressive agenda really the right move?
Here to react, Fox News roaming correspondent at large, Geraldo Rivera.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
You know it's serious when Geraldo, during the commercial break, says, "You're too fired up about this topic, Pyro. You need to calm down." But
I said save it for the air.
We're in a situation where New York City has sort of gone downhill during the de Blasio administration, yet he's going overseas to join, you can call it a protest, just a bunch of idiots doing violence.
One of the things that led to Rudy Giuliani's success as mayor, and he was mayor from a very tough time to 9/11, was the squeegee men and the panhandlers.
Right.
They're the visible aspects of a dysfunctional city. Disappeared under Giuliani and then Mayor Bloomberg. Under Mayor de Blasio, they have come back. The city... Broken windows are back. And as the Republican candidate said, the big issues here are traffic, transit, and trash. That's what New Yorkers are caring about right now. You can't get across town. It is impossible. Yeah. The city, in its success and its robust and flourishing, is becoming so clogged up that nobody can get around.
Not to mention, Geraldo, the homeless problem in this city.
And it's
invisible. It is heartbreaking.
Those are the panhandlers.
Come on.
But for him to go there, to go to Hamburg now, and to address a crowd, this progressive, self-declared progressive crowd, that is really these anti-G20, they are symbolized by these protesters, selfish, nihilistic, narcissistic, anarchist, destructive. And for him to go and to speak there, nobody cares about his speech. He's trying to make himself, right, you know, this paragon of virtue on the left, and he's not succeeding. He has no audience. For him to leave the city with Officer Familia, you know, still, everyone's still grieving over the assassination, right, of the NYPD cop, mother of three, uncovered by many of the news channels. Thankfully, Fox stepped up to the plate and gave the appropriate attention to the assassination, mm-hmm, of this NYPD officer. But Mayor de Blasio to go running off in this circumstance, I think, is really unforgivable.
Yeah. Of course,
I only wish he had a candidate that could challenge him, because he will likely win. This is a heavily Democratic town, and the candidate's not very charismatic or well-funded. Bo Deedle, our man Bo Deedle, is running as an independent, but he's a very long
shot. Well, there's still time.
Well, Geraldo Rivera talking about Mayor de Blasio. It's all about optics, Scott. You know, it's timing. Could he have gone over there when you didn't have such a situation at home with a police officer, one highly respected, one that the city is, definitely connecting with and grieving over, and your mayor exits to go and be part of the resistance in this movement? You become like those that you associate. And here it is. This does not look good for this mayor. And as Geraldo was saying, maybe somewhere, New Yorkers can come up with a candidate. Because if you remember, de Blasio won, I mean, not by any reckoning, any incredible majority. Speaking of travel, of course, this is the dreaded summer of hell that has arrived in New York. You may have heard about this. It's expected to last until the end of August after months of preparation, questions and ongoing problems at New York's Penn Station. The day of reckoning has come. So major infrastructure improvement underway. Amtrak began an 8-week infrastructure overhaul at the aging New York Penn Station today, an effort to repair and improve tracks and signals in the Manhattan hub it owns and operates. People are late. Scott, I think we can be thankful we're not in New York today, because we could be doing the show from, Penn Station somewhere.
I'm in construction season here in Minneapolis, so we have,
You feel their pain.
I feel
their pain. Yeah, I understand. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Welcome aboard.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that sound?
Congresswoman Edwards. President Trump, in that opening clip we played, may be overstating it, but you got to agree that Obamacare, as it currently stands, is in trouble. Premiums are going up. Deductibles are going up. And let me put this on the screen. In 2016, 85% of enrollees had a choice of three or more insurers. This year, only 58% of enrollees have a choice of three or more insurers. And just to take away one of your arguments, a lot of this started before President Trump became president.
Well, I also think that, first of all, the rate of increase is not the rate of increase that we would have seen had we done nothing at all. That is really clear. Medical costs were skyrocketing. And so I think that now, the Trump administration has done some things to really destabilize the system, and I think insurers.
Yeah, but in fairness,
wait,
this insurer, is the point I was trying to take
I know,
away
but,
from you.
No.
But, a lot of it was already in trouble.
But let me just say this. I mean, over this last year, we have heard message after message about the need to repeal and replace, and it has created total instability in the system. And I think insurers, rightly, don't know what's going on. And so we know that there are things that can be done to strengthen the Affordable Care Act that Republicans and Democrats can agree on, things like removing the excise tax, making sure that we provide greater incentives for young people to be in the system so that we have a greater pool. And so there are any number of things that can be done on a bipartisan basis, and that's where I'd like to see this go, making sure that people like me with pre-existing conditions are able to get affordable health care at the end of the day.
You got it.
This is former U.S. Representative Donna Edwards from she's from Maryland's 4th Congressional District. And, to Chris Wallace's credit, he was holding her feet to the fire here. You know, one thing, Scott, we're hearing a lot about is how come Republicans were not ready to take over Obamacare? You know, they've been, jumping them down for 7 years or so, talking about repealing, replacing. Now, then they come into office and it's not moving fast enough, and people are so quick to forget how long it took, Democrats and how many things they had to give away in order to coerce Democrats to go along, because there wasn't one Republican signing on to Obamacare. But yet, it's a different story because that's the way the country is. We're 50-50 and partisan. And so you have to kind of almost check your brains in at the door and forget about any kind of history, to if you want to either defend or argue the merits of Obamacare.
You also have, you don't have one, the Republicans aren't just towing one line. You have a multitude of ideas there. You have, people like Rand Paul who are standing firm on what he believes, whereas on the other side, they didn't have that. They just all, yep, we're in on this. Yep, this is what it is. And so now, you know, as a Democrat, it feels like they just go along to get along. You know,
well,
as soon,
when you
as,
got,
soon
when
as
you
somebody
got,
is as a Pelosi, as soon as Pelosi says this is what we're doing,
that's what
everybody
do.
Else. Oh well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And on the Republican side, nobody controls the purse strings like that.
Exactly.
And I think that's the biggest difference. So
when you hit a good point. It was Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. They controlled their constituency. They had them all lockstep. And Nancy, and you speak of you know the purse strings. Nancy Pelosi controls a lot of money. And so, hey, they'll get you out of there. And they've had enough evidence over the years to say, look, if you don't go along to get along, then you're on the outside looking in. Forget about the cocktail parties and that. No reindeer games for you. You're out of here. And so they learned real quick that if they have any kind of desire to be elected, be reelected, then you better play the game. And there is a white paper. I got to say, there must be a white paper that goes out because they are very disciplined on talking points. The Republicans, you're not the boss of me. You know, they just sit there and everybody's got an idea, right? Instead of coming together. I mean, there is a time for ideas. But then there's a time when you've got to get lockstep and really pull this thing together. And I think that we're coming to that now, to where Republicans have got to come together in such a way, even if it includes, you know, not taking August off, you know, to stay in town to get this worked out. And this is starting to gain some momentum. We may have them sticking around on the Beltway till they get this worked out. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that you're actually starting to see how I always thought that, you know, government should work. And unfortunately, it's just on one side of the aisle that is doing it the way that I think it should work, and not just a, well, if you want to win this next election, you better be quiet. So, and honestly, this is how it's supposed to be across the board. You know, you should have Democrats in there trying to throw out ideas and make it better. Because what if they sign this in and then, you know, 6 years from now, you know, 3 years from now, whatever, what are they going to do? We're going to repeal and replace again and we'll start over from scratch? What does that do? What does that do for a Bill Martinez? What does that do for a Scott? I mean, a lot of changes for us.
Right.
You know, not a lot of changes in the government, but a lot of changes for us over that period of time.
You see, that's the problem. You know, if they were tied into our health care system, it'd be a little bit different. You know, it reminds me of the story. I don't know if I told you the story or not, but the chairman of the board, CEO of Mars Company, was inspecting a plant. And as he was checking stuff out, and prior to this, by the way, there was an edict that came out. Look at all the management was going to be paid based on, you know, based on profits, how they ran their individual shops and that sort of thing. And so what happened in this particular shop, the warehouse, the manager was being really stingy about everything because he knew that his bonus and everything was commensurate upon the profitability and, you know, extra lights and, you know, utility bills, all this stuff came into play. Well, on this occasion, the CEO of Mars is inspecting the operation, and he notices on one floor that the heat is stifling. He said, well, what is going on here? As well, the air conditioning is broke. Well, how long has this been going on? Oh, for several months, sir. What do you mean several months? This has been going on for several months, yes. And he says, well, he says, and he looked at the manager and he says, what's happening? He says, well, you know, we're, you know, being frugal here. We're managing, the situation here, because of, you know, your edict about profitability. And so, the CEO of Mars, looks over to one of the workmen and says, go up to his office and bring his desk and put it on this floor. So, guess what happened? That floor got air conditioning pretty quick. Got the message. Sometimes it's not about profitability. Sometimes it's about your people and what's going on. And that's what you're referring to here. And, you know, the political elites, after all is said and done, you know, we've been fed like a bunch of mushrooms, you know, that kind of stuff that they feed you and keep you in the dark and have you convinced that they are so brilliant that we need them. Well, they're so brilliant. They got us $20 trillion in debt. With all the economy and the money and the force and the productivity and the potential, human potential that we have here in this country, we're operating at $20 trillion in debt. Are you kidding me? I mean, something is gratefully wrong here. And we've got the wrong people, you know, in control and running our government. A lot of changes. You know, as Trump said, drain the swamp. Eric Bolin, who we're going to have on in a couple weeks, next couple weeks, on his new book about draining the swamp. And we're going to talk more about that, too. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Pope Francis are both advocating for a terminally ill baby in the UK. 10-month-old Charlie Gard has mitochondrial depletion syndrome. Because of the rare genetic disorder, he cannot even eat on his own. Guard's parents want him to visit the U.S. to try an experimental medication. London's Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children is advising against it, saying, "The experimental treatment, which is not designed to be curative, would not improve Charlie's quality of life." Guard's parents disagreed with that decision and challenged it through European court, which sided with the hospital. Still, President Trump is not giving up, tweeting, "If we can help little Charlie Guard as per our friends in the UK and the Pope, we would be delighted to do so." The Pope also recently said he was praying that Guard will get the treatment he needs until the end.
You imagine, I tell you, there's so much about this case, and it comes right at a time, Scott, when, you know, we are debating national health care ourselves. This is, and I've spoken with many friends who have loved ones in Great Britain, and the things that they've had to go through, all in the name of national health care, single payer. I do not understand why people cannot see when you go to a single payer program, this is the kind of stuff that comes in. I mean, and you say, you know, some will, you know, kind of shush it away because they say, well, that's, you know, that's a, it, this is an exceptional. This is an anomaly. Well, you know, I don't buy into it being an anomaly. And certainly when it's parents over their children, you know, we went through quite the scare almost a year ago to this day, which, you know, we're going to be celebrating our grandson's first year birthday. And I'll let you comment here in just a moment. But we went through a tough time, and we had lead-in months. And thank God we had health care available to take care of Jackson. And I got to tell you, I mean, if Jackson would have been in Britain, I'd have done everything I could, you know, to get the kid here to where we could, you know, get him taken care of and that sort of thing. And here it is, with, you know, the whole case of, I don't know if you've been following this, but, I mean, they did a, you know, first of all, the government says, no, you know, we can't do it. I mean, it really kind of does, as some have said, suggested that it looks like a death panel kind of decision here, that, you know, it's rare chances of him, you know, getting any help. And, of course, now they're saying they threw a crowdfund me. Is that, look, the government doesn't have to pay for it. You know, they raised a bunch of money so that they can fly the parents and get the child the treatment here in the United States. President Trump and, you know, now even Pope Francis has gotten behind this deal. So there's no stress on the healthcare budget for Britain, but it seems to be a stress on their health psychology in terms of overall, you know, what does this tell the rest of Londoners or Britain, you know, the British, that what they can do if their healthcare system falls short and cannot deliver the goods.
Well, you're single payer. You know, I've obviously never been a big fan of it myself. One, I don't like taking things out of my, I feel like I'm taking something out of my own hands and relying on somebody else. I think to myself, well, how does the DMV work? Mm-hmm. You know, when I go to the DMV, is that a really quick, easy process? Is that, you know, do I feel like I got a service when I leave? Not really, mm-hmm. You know. Usually you leave.
You feel like you got serviced.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You feel. I mean, it, at times the DMV is a very draining thing, and you might just be going to renew your tabs.
Exactly.
Something like this. This is a case that you point to when you go, look, they're dictating that they can't do this. You can't do that here. We don't have that here. If you want the surgery, you can get, you know, obviously we don't have something that's paying for it, but you can still get it done. Like you said, the crowdsourcing thing, or they have that going now. So they are going to get it. But to have some panel just say, well, no, we don't think this is going to, you know, this isn't going to cure them. Well, as a parent, don't you want just, even if it has a chance, don't you take that chance?
Well, and we know we're surrounded by miracles every day, Scott, where things, you know, where the doctors say there's no way something is supposed to happen. People are cured of cancer every day, miracles all around, and any parent would want that for the child. You better believe it. And it's heartbreaking, you know, to see the mother and father, what they're going through here, that they're having, and guess the other thing, too, is they don't have control of this child. It's controlled by the government. The government is holding that child. I mean, this is like, you know, the Chavo case all over again that happened in Florida many years ago, as you'll recall. I mean, she became a, in a sense, a ward of the state, and it was just, you know, the family couldn't do much, and, you know, it was just one big, humongous political mess. And here it is in the United States, where we're not single payer, we're not a government-controlled entity. But this is the problem when the government is in charge, because just like you said, perfect case in point, whether you go to the DMV, you go to the post office, anything that the government runs, the VA, you know, what kind of quality of health care are we getting?
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
It is. And I mean, even for, think about it, not as a child, because obviously I think everybody's going to say that, oh, I'd do whatever I could for a child. Mm-hmm. But think about yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you want to try anything if it could possibly make your life even better, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we, you know, we will sacrifice for ourselves more so. But even if it's a grandparent or some loved one, you know, it would pull at your heart. You do anything you can to, you know, help your child get through. And, you know, as I've been telling you, we've been going through an ordeal with our youngest son, who is still, for all intents, still pretty disabled. He's not back to 100% after his motorcycle accident. And this has been quite harrowing. And, you know, I told him, I said, you know, he is covered by Obamacare because he's 26 years old. And it has been the worst experience. And I said, you know, note to self, you know, this is why you have to work hard and be able to control your own health care. I mean, Scott, there were times where he was in a medical facility and they said, hey, we're done. We can't do any more. This kid's in pain. He is looking for the ceiling. You know, that's how much pain he's in. And they just wheeled him out to the curb and said, you know, have somebody come pick you up. You know, this is single payer. This is national health care. This is what this looks like. And this Charlie Gard case brings it all, you know, all to the point. And I'm sure this is very much a part of the discussion that's happening on the Beltway. It should be happening in the local entities. We, the people, need to be standing up against this stuff because, you know, Nancy Pelosi's call that we needed to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. Well, it's been passed, and we know pretty much what's in it, and it is so bad and flawed that it's falling apart. And so my earlier point and question to the Democrats is, you knew it was heading this way. I mean, you blame the Republicans for not being ready. I blame you for why didn't you do something to fix Obamacare along the way when you knew it had these built-in landmines? You ignored it. And now you're like sitting there jumping up and down excited because you're thinking the albatross that you had to live with for the last 7 years that cost you all this seat in the Congress and Senate and local governments and everything, that now that's going to be on the Republicans, that you're hoping to, you know, transfer that anger and dismay from, you know, targeted towards Democrats who gave us this flawed health care program. And that's what you're elated about.
And isn't it convenient that all this would collapse right as the next president came in?
We're saying, again, it's all part of the plan. All part of the plan. And this is, and President Obama, I mean, you know, it is so diabolical when you think about it. You know, and he's got all these Manchurian candidates hanging around in D.C., putting a stick in the spokes of the president. And at what cost? At the cost of we, the people that need to have this government back on track doing what it's supposed to do. But no, let's bring up this, you know, the Russian boogeyman. Now they're going after, you know, Donald Jr. You know, I mean, it's never ending. And I think that America is starting to get fed up with this stuff and just saying, look, we need to get our politicians back to work. And either you are adding or taking away. If you're taking away, no, thank you. Get the heck out of here. Get out of the way. And forget about partisanship. Let's get this government back on track. You've got an opportunity to work with somebody who, you know, I think, you know, in terms of being down the middle, I don't know how much of a better down the middle kind of president you want than Donald Trump, frankly. But for the sake of partisanship, they're not about to consider, you know, finding any kind of way to work with this president. Instead, the resistance continues until we, the people, say enough. This is Bill Martinez.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
This continent no longer confronts the specter of communism. But today we're in the West, and we have to say there are dire threats to our security and to our way of life. You see what's happening out there. They are threats. We will confront them. We will win. We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Of course, President Trump speaking in Poland. I want to bring Carl Gallops on right away. Carl, of course, a very, very dear friend. We go back many, many years. It's such an honor to know Carl, first of all. He's a best-selling author, senior pastor. I've been to his church. He is just, you know, just has such an incredible congregation, activated citizens, lovers of God. And I want to share something, Carl, with, you know, for you and for your ministry and certainly for the people there at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. God led me to a verse that has just comforted me over the last couple of weeks immensely. And I keep drawing near to this verse. It's in Psalm 5. I know you know this one. Psalm 5:12, it says, "For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. And if we ever needed God's divine favor, it is now. And this is one of the blessed benefits of being part of his family and those who are called into righteousness.
Right. Absolutely. And I know most of your listeners would know and understand this. Now, you don't ever quote a verse in front of a Baptist preacher and not expect me to preach a little bit, right? but what I was going to say, you know, when it said that he guards the righteous, he shields them. I know some people who may be new to the word or maybe people who are not even necessarily believers, but they hear that word, the righteous. The word doesn't say God guards and shields the perfect ones. He says, The righteous. Who are the righteous? Those are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. What is righteousness? It's the word of God. It's the truth of God's word. It's truth. It's integrity. It's right being. It's being right because God's word instructs us. What that verse says, and the promise is clear. And look, I've been in the ministry for decades now. I mean, I've been 31 years as the senior pastor in one church, and I was in the ministry for some years prior to that.
Right.
And in Florida law enforcement for 10 years prior to that, and I was a Christian. Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times the Lord has protected me and delivered me. I mean, it's so striking that people have commented, and they've said, man, it's like there's an angel around you. You walk right through bear traps all the time. People set traps for you, and you walk right through them. And I'm telling you, Bill, it's not that I'm so smart because I'm not. It's not that I'm so, you know, invincible because I am not. But it is the living out of that promise that you just said, because I am not perfect, but I do hunger after the things of God. I guard my integrity as closely as I can with God's help. And the Lord honors that, Bill. He rewards that. And that's the truth of that passage.
Well, and again, I want people to really catch this. This is so key. Carl, what you're saying is that neither one of us is claiming righteousness here. It's not of our doing. It's all because of what Jesus has done.
Exactly.
And that's what we hold to. You know, people ask me sometimes, how do you do this? I say, I'm just hanging on to Jesus' garment every step of the way. I'm like that woman with the issue, you know, the bleeding issue, who has tried everything that she could possibly do. She was bankrupt, and she figured, God, if I could at least get to Jesus' garment, if I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
And for me, I latch onto that because there's nothing, we're flawed human beings. So, I want people to understand that there's no claim for perfection.
Yeah.
It's only because of what Jesus has done and that we've accepted in our lives. And without that acceptance, hey, we lose that shield. We're living according to our own devices. And, boy, I'll tell you, you know, having been there and done that, Carl, it's a mess. I don't want to do that. You know, I've learned the hard way, you know.
You're right. Well, brother, since we're preaching, let me just tell your audience, I often share with my congregation. They hear this all the time. In fact, when I start the sentence now, they can repeat it. But it's a livable sentence. It's a teachable moment. And this is what I tell my folks. Based upon that verse you're just saying and the promise of that verse, I tell Christians everywhere I get the chance, look, living for the Lord Jesus is not a matter of perfection. It is rather a matter of direction. Mm. And that is God honors our heart. You know, I mean, of course he wants us to live as righteously as is humanly possible with his help. But we are flawed until the Lord comes again. I mean, we have a sin nature that we battle against. Even the Apostle Paul said, man, I find myself the things I don't want to do, I do, and the things I do want to do, I don't. But he said, but thanks be unto God, thanks be unto Jesus who gives me strength. And that's the key. So if I've been 31 years in one church, and if you asked any of my members, is your pastor a perfect man of God? Well, they would laugh. They would laugh. They would say, well, no, he's not perfect. But, well, then why has he been your pastor so long? Why do you still listen to his preaching and teaching? Why do you still follow his spiritual leadership? Their answer would be something like, because he's real, because we've watched him for 3 decades, and the direction of his life is unquestionable. Does he make mistakes along the way? Yes. But does he get them right? Yes. Is his heart right with God? Yes. How do you know that? We can see it in his day-to-day life. And that's what God honors, Bill. It's not perfection at any given moment, but it's the direction of your life.
Carl, I can imagine, I mean, the reason this came up, whenever you and I are together, there's things that happen. And I know we have to give place to Christ and to God and what God wants to do. And there may be somebody out there right now going, look at, that really touched me. Because that's the way the Word of God goes. It goes out, it says, to find its mate.
Yes.
And if the Word has just found a mate in your heart and you've got questions, Carl, can I direct them? Can you tell them, you know, how to get in touch with you or someone there at your church? Because I just feel like we need to make that, we need to close the circle here in terms of somebody who has a question. You know, whether you consider yourself to be a Christian, maybe you've fallen away, maybe you're saying, hey, look at, you know, I've had enough of this stuff, doing it on my own. I need some help. I really want that shield of God's favor to be about me and about my family. What do I need to do?
Yeah.
Carl, how can they get in touch with you?
Yes, very, very easy. Just go to my website, my name, carlgallops.com. At the bottom, or I think at the top as well, you'll see where it says contact. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom of that page, you will see three or four different ways to contact me. That's the way. And plus, on that website, you'll find links to thousands of biblical videos and teaching videos that do the same kinds of things I just did a second ago on a myriad of topics, and as well as everything else about me and the church that I pastor. So anyway, that's the quickest way. Just remember my name, Carl Gallops, and put .com behind it, and you can contact me that way.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. That's the gift of time that you offer to the body and your knowledge. I wanted to get your take on this Charlie Gard situation. Scott and I were talking about it earlier, talking with our audience here that, you know, this is what single payer looks like. You know, what's happened to this young kid and the parents. You just feel for the parents. And I know that you've been in those situations as a pastor for 31 years where families come together and they will do anything they can for a child or a loved one, right?
Yes, absolutely. I hear the music, so I know we're going to have to go, but let me just say very quickly, look, this thing is so complex, but politics obviously getting in the way. You're right. This is what single payer looks like, and, man, we don't want it here, but in the meantime, there are all kinds of ways to bring help to this little boy, and I pray they do.
Well, the people have responded. They've raised a lot of money. President Trump was there, you know, with the G20. It came up in conversation. The Pope's gotten involved. And hopefully those that are controlling the medical care of this young boy will get their ego out of the way and let this child, you know, let the parents have a shot at a future for this child, God willing. More from Carl Gallops on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit card so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
1 million Polish people did not ask for wealth. They did not ask for privilege. Instead, 1 million Poles sang 3 simple words. We want God. In those words, the Polish people recalled the promise of a better future. They found new courage to face down their oppressors. And they found the words to declare that Poland would be Poland once again.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you just the way you like me. Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 before the top of the hour. Donald Trump, of course, there in Warsaw, talking about the polls and what they said, the 3 words. Interesting that pretty similar to what our founding fathers asked for, too, Carl Gallups. We want God, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Mm. You know, listen, the G20 summit, I mean, we could talk about that for an hour, brother. There's so many ins and outs and ups and downs, that media reaction, media response. I think I said this on your show right after Donald Trump was elected. I told the church, Christians especially, hang on. And Americans, even if you're not a believer, but you love America, you love a constitutional republic and rule of law and strong borders and strong military and strong economy and a spirit of national pride and sovereignty. If you love those kinds of things, hang on, because this is going to be a year of revelation. God's right. Going to, like the Old Testament says, he's going to lift the skirts and show us our nakedness. In other words, the wickedness behind the curtain, the little dog and the man pulling the levers. And oh my gosh, ever since Donald Trump has gone in office and before, has the Lord not revealed what's going on behind the curtain?
Without a doubt.
People step on themselves left and right day after day. Donald Trump brings out the best and the worst in people.
Well, and this is the thing you appreciate about Revelation for those of us that have studied it. And, of course, you have become, you've become the reigning go-to expert, it would appear, in when it comes to Bible prophecy, Carl. I mean, God has been using you and your ministry as you continue to turn out one best-selling book after another and looking at the signs of the times. And I've been saying this for a long time, is that we need to sync up with what God's doing. that's the deal. Like the book of Ecclesiastes always points out that there is a time and season for things under the heavens, and you've got to be in sync. When you do, it goes well with you. You're not freaking out. You just know, hey, this is it. And God gave us revelation so that we wouldn't be surprised here. And you know, and just as you say to your point, I find that with Revelation, you can read the book of Revelation, which I have read, you know, it almost seems like hundreds of times now. But depending on the season, then, you know, something is revealed in the book and you go, I've read this so many times. How come I didn't see it then? I wasn't supposed to see it then. Yeah. But now you see it and you go, wow, this is what's happening, which makes the book of Revelation and the time in which we live in so exciting, because God, to his faithfulness, says, hey, look, the deal is still on. I'm still in this thing.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. My last book, When the Lion Roars, is all about that. But are you there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I heard a click. I thought I'd lost you.
Oh, no. We're connected.
Okay, good. But I wanted to say, no, that's what my last book, When the Lion Roars, is all about what you just said. And to add to what you just said, and this is the reason I wrote that book, is because, yes, the book of Revelation is powerful. That's usually the first thought of book when it comes to prophecy concerning the last days before the return of the Lord. But the truth of it is, and you know this, the Old Testament's filled with those prophecies as well, as are the other New Testament documents. Because here's the thing, a lot of people forget, the Apostle Paul had the same vision. He said he was caught up to paradise, and he gave his understanding of the last days, the Antichrist, the rapture, I mean, all of these things, 30 years before John had his revelation. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, all of those documents are 2,000 years old, yet they tell of the things that are happening in our world right now. We're the first generation in the history of the planet to see them happening, and they are happening, they're converging, they're happening at lightning speed and converging again for the first time, unprecedentedly. And so we're living in some amazingly prophetic times. I've got that all documented. My next book coming out this September is going to go even deeper and make it even more applicable. And Matt, you're right. These are exciting times.
Well, you know, you see what's happening with North Korea. Nuclear activity there, the potential proliferation is continuing to be extended. ISIS came into being just as predicted and laid out for us in the book of Revelation.
Yep.
And, you know, all this stuff coming together, Carl, can you tie it up? Can you summarize this? You know, and I know there's a lot of moving parts here as to what's happening. Even America right now, that seems to be on the verge of being born again spiritually as a country.
There are a lot of moving parts. The demonic, the outpouring of demonic activity is unprecedented. Technological explosions that even the tech gurus writing in the headlines of science articles, tech articles, are bemoaning the fact that they've opened Pandora's box on all of these fields. CRISPR-Cas9, transhumanism, gene edit, genetic editing, the corruption of flesh that's on the way. Jesus said in the very last days before his return, it would be just like the days of Noah. Those are Jesus' words. Well, what is the days of Noah? The Bible says that before God brought the flood, God declared all flesh has now been corrupted. I'm going to press the reset button. So, I mean, all of those things. The Middle East is imploding. Christianity has been exterminated practically in the Middle East. Borders are collapsing. ISIS is on the rise. Russia and China are together in the Middle East. Russia, Iran, and China have created an unholy alliance. Turkey is collapsing into an Islamic caliphate. Erdogan closed 50 Christian churches just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I could go on and on. In the meantime, here's a return to Israel, 2,600-year-old prophecy right before our eyes, which the Bible said would be the sign of the countdown to the return of the Lord. There it is, surrounded by enemies, the coalition of nations that are listed in Ezekiel 38, 2,600 years ago written about, are now before our eyes, and then along comes North Korea. And people say, well, what does that have to do with Bible prophecy? Well, North Korea itself may not be mentioned in the scriptures, but here's the deal. North Korea and China are deep, long-time allies. China actually financed North Korea during the Korean War. They gave them military equipment, arms, supplies, economic aid. China and North Korea have embassies in each other's nations. They send emissaries back and forth. North Korea is one of China's major trade partners. Of course, temperatures have cooled between the two nations, and now that China is becoming the strong military and economic nation, or trying to, and trying to deal with the United States and Russia and all these big nuclear superpowers. And, of course, China's the number three nuclear superpower in the world, and North Korea's directly connected. And now we discover, just a month ago, it's in the headline news, that Iran is furnishing North Korea with nuclear
weapons. Yes, exactly.
Well, where did they get them from? They got them from Russia.
Russia, exactly.
So there we are, brother. I mean, it's just the Bible is coming alive, and this is the stuff of world wars. This is how world wars are created.
Yeah, and where did Russia get the uranium?
Yeah. I don't know where.
Well, from Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She approved the sale of that uranium, high-grade uranium, 20% that belonged to the United States. She approved the sale, but that's not collusion there. We can't talk about that.
And where did China? Where did China get nuclear secrets and military secrets and technological secrets from Bill Clinton?
Yes.
So I mean, you know, where did Iran get its nuclear stuff from Russia? I mean, you could just keep tying the circles. It's absolutely astounding. And, of course, where did Iran get $30 billion and the ability to continue its nuclear research? From Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, late at night. Yeah. Carl, we only got about a couple minutes left, but I know you had a chance to talk with Mike Zulu. We haven't talked to Mike in a couple of months. Give us a quick update as to what's going on there, if that's even possible. I'm sorry to do this to you.
Two or three minute update on a five-year investigation.
Yeah.
Well, bottom line, this is only my 2 or 3 minute update. So people that want more, maybe you can link that video I sent you the other day.
Right.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, I just had Mike on my show just a couple of days ago, interviewed him for an hour, and the quick 2 minute synopsis is this: Sheriff Arpaio's criminal contempt trial is coming up. They've done their closing arguments. There are a few more papers that need to be submitted to the judge by the end of this month, the 21st, I think. After that, she will make a ruling. But the bottom line is, Arpaio, his lawyer, Mike Zulo, people who are close to the trial are saying it looks like Sheriff Arpaio, I mean, you know, if you were gambling, it looks like he's going to be found not guilty. The prosecutors just absolutely did not make their case. There was zero evidence that Sheriff Arpaio purposely did anything wrong. And where they can say he did something wrong, maybe federally, but he had lawyers telling him, but the state commands you to do these things. You're a state officer. You've got to do these things. And Arpaio really struggled with that. But he followed the advice of his lawyers, and all of that came up in court. So, I mean, this is looking very good for Sheriff Arpaio, so we'll see how that unfolds.
But this is all tied in to the earlier investigation of Barack Obama's birth certificate,
That was the next thing I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
In the meantime, it's all tied to the birth certificate. Mike Zulo's getting calls from congressmen on it now. I have a meeting with a congressman coming up. He called me the other day. This thing is heating up. I believe the truth is going to come out soon.
Well, we've been saying that on the other side of the completed administration of Barack Obama, the truth would be coming out. And this is all part of this unveiling that we talked about at the onset of our conversation today, is that the curtain is being pulled back and the Mad Hatter and the Wizard of Oz are being seen for who they are, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's my assessment as well. And I think there's more to come, brother.
Without a doubt. Well, we'll stay in touch. Pastor Carl Gallops has been with us. Carl, thank you as always. Make sure you check out his website, carlgallops.com, for more information. This is Bill Martinez. We're live a couple of minutes before the top of the hour.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PRESS. PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.